The morning ritual is sponsored by Recess Mood. One healthier alternative to alcohol after a stressful day is Recess Mood. So Recess Mood is a sparkling water, and it's infused with functional ingredients like magnesium and stress-balancing adaptogens. So you can relax without the alcohol or the hangover. Podcast listeners get 15% off the Recess Mood Sampler Pack at takearecess.com/TMR. Recess Mood is made with real fruit, and it comes in 4 delicious flavors like strawberry rose and raspberry lemon. With only 20 calories and no added sugar, it's a guilt-free way to unwind. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/TMR and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. Welcome to the Morning Ritual Podcast, conversations and meditations to set the tone for your day. I'm your host, Lily Balch. I want to take a quick moment to thank you for listening. Without you, there would be no podcast. If you find the morning ritual helpful, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, or better yet, share the podcast. And if you have a question, a request, or simply want to connect, don't hesitate to reach out on Instagram. I'm definitely more active on my personal account, which is at Lily Balch, although we're really working on getting the morning ritual Insta going a bit more, but social media is not my strong suit. Okay. Today's episode, we're going on a walk. Traditionally speaking, you can meditate in 4 ways: seated, laying down, standing, or walking. And I recently got a request to do a walking meditation for you all. So here it is. Thank you, Aoife, for the request. Now, just to clarify, there is a walking meditation practice where you move incredibly slowly and you don't cover much space at all. You might be walking back and forth in like a 5 or 10 foot radius. But today's practice is more for if you're on the go. So it's a normal walking pace, about 15 minutes to just cultivate more presence and more connection, more relaxation while you're on the go. So whether you hate sitting still or you simply don't have the time to sit still and meditate this morning, this is a great alternative which will still cultivate presence for you. So whether you choose to do this walk outside or on a treadmill or in the comfort of your own home, keep in mind that the intention here is to move with mindfulness, not necessarily to cover great distances or to get from point A to point B. In other words, it's not about the destination, you guys. So if you haven't already, let's begin walking. Find a pace which is comfortable and easy. The arms are relaxed by your sides, and just allow them to naturally swing as you walk. Take your time settling into a rhythm, a pace that feels good to you. And notice how it feels to walk. Like our traditional seated meditation, we'll begin with a quick body scan, making sure that there's no extra holding or tension in the body. So right now, make sure you're not tensing your eyebrows towards one another. Go ahead and relax your jaw, creating a little more space between the top row of teeth and the bottom row of teeth. And let your shoulders relax. You might even shrug them a bit, rolling them up, back, and down. And as you let your body relax, feel how your feet are making contact with the earth with each and every step. Notice how the weight travels from the heel through the sole of the foot to the ball of the foot, from right to left, right to left. And as you continue to relax and walk at a pace that's comfortable to you, imagine the weight of your body could just settle down into the feet, down into the earth, So you don't have to hold yourself up at all. Let the ground support you as you walk. Now, take note of how you feel right now. Your energy levels, your emotional state, and the quality of your thoughts. Bring to mind a few words to describe how you feel right now, remembering that we're not here to judge, we're just noticing. So it might be that you feel kind of tense, possibly excited, annoyed, relaxed. The first words that come to mind to describe how you're feeling right now. Remembering that mindfulness is not just about noticing what we feel, it's about noticing and actually allowing what arises to be there. So can you allow any emotions, any current mind states to come on this walk with you, bringing your whole self on this mindful walk? Taking it one step further, no pun intended, we're not just noticing and allowing in our mindfulness practice. We're noticing and allowing with kindness, with compassion. You can think of a spotlight, our spotlight of attention. Whenever we're observing anything with mindfulness, our spotlight isn't harsh and bright and cruel. Our spotlight has a warm glow to it, a sense of kindness, understanding, curiosity, warmth. Okay, so we've checked in with our internal state, with the overall feeling of how it feels to walk. So now bring your attention to the movement in your body. The motion in your legs. The lifting and falling of the foot with each step. Notice all the detail you can, the shift of your weight forward. The shift from heel towards toe, the movement of your foot through space, the placement of your foot, the shifting of the weight. Notice how the foot grounds into the earth with every step. Now sense that the top of the head is lifting up away from the earth, lifting up into the space above you, up towards the sky. And as you walk, you can really let yourself take up space, rooting down with your heels, lifting up with the top of the head. Feeling your body shifting from side to side as you move through space. What else do you notice as you walk? We walk all the time, yet we rarely notice what it feels like. So let's focus on our stride, like how we would focus on our breath in a seated meditation. I'll give you some time in silence to keep your attention on how it feels to walk, noticing one step at a time. Now, when your mind wanders to thoughts of work, your personal life, your to-dos, anything, simply notice that it's wandering and guide your focus back to the sensations of your body, your movement, of your stride as you walk. It's very normal for the mind to wander, especially if you're out and about in a busy area. You'll still notice all that's going on around you, but bring your attention back to the sensations of your body as you walk. Now we're going to play with a 50-50 awareness, where you have 50% of your attention on the body and how it feels as you walk, and the other 50% of your attention is going to connect to the environment that's around you. So if you're outside, notice the trees around you, the colors of nature. Or if you're in a city, maybe notice all the details of the buildings that are around you. If you're in your own home as you walk, see if you can notice something new. So practice this, keeping 50% or so of your attention on the feeling of walking. And 50% of your attention, use your eyes to connect to the environment, taking in the world around you. Just explore that as you continue to walk in your relaxed, natural, comfortable pace. Take it one step at a time, one moment at a time, as your legs and your feet carry you through space, and as you connect to the environment that's around you. Really great work. As we wind down our mindful walking practice, come back to the physical sensations in your body. The top of the head lengthening up into the sky, into the space above you. The feet grounding down as you walk. Notice the sway of your hips and the movement of your legs. And start to walk a little slower, if you can. And if it's appropriate, in the space that you're in, with the time that you have, see if you can stand still. Just feeling the feet on the earth, feeling the top of the head lengthening towards the sky, feeling the breath and the heartbeat. And notice how you feel without judgment. Your emotional state, physical state, quality of the mind. And whether you are standing still or you're still walking, can you let yourself take up space, bringing your whole self into this moment with confidence, with presence? And take a deeper breath in and a full breath out. And consider how this type of awareness, this mindfulness, could infuse the rest of your day. Right? We can bring mindfulness into so many activities, from taking a shower to brushing our teeth to washing the dishes. We can even use that 50-50 attention when we're having a conversation with someone, having 50% of your attention in your own body and 50% of your attention on the other person. And it allows you to stay grounded and present and listen in a really authentic way. So mindfulness is always here to anchor you into the present, to take you out of the sort of ping-ponging thoughts of the past and the future and bring you back to a state of clarity and remind you of your wholeness, of your presence. So once again, I want to thank you for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, definitely click subscribe so you can stay up to date on all the episodes. And always, always feel free to reach out if you have any questions, any requests, any feedback. So yes, you can find me on Instagram at Lily Balch. I'll include my info in the show notes below for you. And let's close this episode the way we always do, with a full breath in, a complete breath out, and have a lovely day.